So as many of you know, I just a couple of days ago celebrated my 2-year ordination anniversary. This is actually my 2-year anniversary at Holy Cross, because at least as a clergy at Holy Cross. But my very first service at Holy Cross was Christmas Eve of 2021. So, you know, you think you have things figured out. You've got the whole Christmas Eve thing figured out. And then the lectionary and the calendar throws a complete curveball at you, and you've got Advent ending and Christmas Eve on the same day. And you go, what am I going to do with this? So there's a lot of standing up and sitting down, I know, but, you know, you all love it. And if we did the real lessons and carols, the full version, you know, there's 9 lessons and carols. So I've spared you a little bit. But I do think that it is actually really rare to have the fourth Sunday of Advent and Christmas Eve fall on the same Sunday. At first I thought, well, it probably happens every 7 years, but when I was talking to Pastor Greg over there at Christ Presbyterian, he said, well, actually, because of leap years, it's even less often than that. It's like really a very rare thing that you have them both come on the same day. And so I thought, if this is such a rare thing, we might want to take a look at, like, what could that mean? What's the significance of having Advent and Christmas kind of coincide together? Not have that clean kind of break between the two, but have the seasons just kind of blend together. And I was thinking back to the beginning of Advent, which seems like it was just yesterday, and I was talking about how Advent is not about waiting for the baby Jesus. You all remember that? Mm-hmm. And this year, we're quite literally ending Advent with the baby Jesus. We don't have him here. I didn't want to put him in here, you know, before the service, because that would be heresy. But we do have the baby Jesus will be brought up midway through. So that was our compromise. And so we might want to take a closer look at just how does this baby show up? How does the God made flesh show up in the world? And I don't think we can do that without paying close attention to the woman who gave birth to him. You see, Advent 4, of course, is traditionally that Sunday that we always hear the story of Mary, right? It's the Sunday that we sing the Magnificat, which is, of course, the oldest hymn in the church, right? It was the very first hymn of the church. And it's a hymn, by the way, that has been banned on several occasions throughout history by repressive regimes for being too subversive, right? But Mary's story reminds us that Jesus' birth wasn't just some cosmic event, some mythological story, but it was something that happened in the context of the lives of very real people. And I think perhaps when we separate Christmas Eve as its own separate day, instead of having it be a part of this whole sequence, this whole cycle, we might lose a little bit of the sense of how it was actually just a day in the life of the people who experienced it. It came in the middle of a time of stress. It came in the middle of a time of struggle. Yes, we heard about those choirs of angels appearing in the sky, but who actually noticed them? Just some laborers out in the fields, right? We're the only people that seemed to notice this. And why was that? Maybe it's because Jesus was just another poor child that was born to a poor mother somewhere on a dusty back road in Palestine. The Cuban-American writer Kat Armas writes that a broken refugee, brown, female, naked, stretched, hormonal, marginalized body is how divinity entered this world. And it's where divinity still makes itself most known today. This is the truly miraculous, even scandalous thing about the incarnation. Not that God became human just once in the body of this perfect God-man, but that this story shows us where and how God shows up in our own flesh, in the dirt and the grime and the sweat of our everyday existence. Jesus was born to a poor family, to a teenage mother, in occupied territory under the control of an oppressive regime. Jesus was a refugee who had to flee his home under threat of violence. He was forced to live in a place where he had no roots, no connections. Jesus was a working-class laborer who lived in a border region, a forgotten backwater that was far from the hustle and bustle of the big city. God's light in the form of a human could have come in any form, but God chose this form to demonstrate his true nature to all of us. So what does that say to us as we gather today to celebrate his birth? We might ask ourselves then, what is it that we're being called to witness as people who call ourselves followers of this baby in the manger? And we might look to the example of the witnesses who were there at the very beginning. The shepherds, the people who were able to not just hear the song of the angels, but to trust God's messengers to enough that they would go and see it for themselves. And the wise men, who weren't swayed by the temptations of earthly power, but sought a different kind of king. A king whose power came from vulnerability and not from violence. So today, as we transition from this season of Advent, this waiting season, into celebrating the season of Christmas, we're reminded of all those different characters in this story who aren't just supporting actors, but they're people who play an essential role in that story of Jesus because they are the ones who carry that story to the world. John the Baptist, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men. Heck, we even heard about Adam and Eve this morning. All part of the story. All part of these play a role in God's plan of salvation. And that means that we do too. So yes, this is a day and a season to celebrate the Word made flesh, the one born in Bethlehem so many years ago. But it's also a day that we can remember our role in that story, the wider story, to carry that light with us through the births and deaths, and journeys and trials and stresses that we experience, and to share that message with all that we are through the message of our lives, through the witness of our lives, that God is with us, walking with us in the very core of what it means to be human, bringing life out of death and light out of darkness.